Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hollywood Life Cast, where we bring you the best exclusive celebrity news, the juicy celebrity interviews, and insider secrets about all of your favorite stars. And now, your host, former editor-in-chief of Cosmo, Glamour, and Us Weekly, the president and editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com, Bonnie Fuller!
Hey guys, I'm back. It's Bonnie at HollywoodLife.com. I was on vacation last week, and I'm so happy to be back with you for our podcast. And we've got lots and lots and lots to talk about today. Bachelorette, she met her match last night on the finale. Well, she didn't meet him, but she got engaged to him. So, of course, we've got to discuss. And then Rihanna and Chris Brown, some new flirtation going on, and not all the fans are happy about it. And then sad, sad news, Anna Faris and Chris Pratt splitting up. So we have a lot to tell you about that, including some inside exclusive info from the Hollywood Life reporting team. But I'm not alone here in my Hollywood Life podcast studio. I am here with our entertainment editor, Emily Longaretta.
I'm like bang Burt Reynolds. Not that it was a joke. Like, I would totally do it. And people are like, he's like 80, Trish. And I was like, that's my age range. Like, that's my number.
Listen, I still got the eye of the tiger, you know that.
Look, Rocky, you got the eye of a tiger and the IQ of a lima bean.
Yo, Adrian! Adrian!
Woohoo! Thanks for having me, Bonnie. I love when I get to come on and listen to that intro every time.
You do like older men.
I do.
At 80?
Ugh, you know.
That means you probably liked Peter Krause on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had salt and pepper hair, even though he was only 37.
Yeah.
But speaking of salt and pepper, I actually don't know what the hell the color of Gino's hair is because he's always in a baseball cap. Do you even have hair under there, Gino? That's Gino, the producer, for those of you who are new.
I'm a kind warrior out here. Occasionally I am challenged. And in that case, the kind warrior must become a samurai.
Cali, styling, profiling.
Yeah, Hollywood Life's resident Silver Fox.
In your own mind.
I'm not quite silver yet. And the Fox is also up for debate. But you know what is not up for debate? We just got one of the most epic iTunes reviews of all time. I just have to read this really quick.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this is actually in response to a segment we did last week where we compared the staff of the Donald Trump White House to characters in Game of Thrones. And I feel like we made some pretty good comparisons. Like we said, Trump's voters are the army of the dead. And I don't know. Who was the...
And Steve Bannon was the leader of the army of the dead.
He's the Night King, obviously. Yes. So anyway, Gangsta Fab writes in, her actual name is Mariana, and she has a great suggestion. She says, I previously rated your podcast at 5 stars, and I think it's still 5 stars. Funny, informative gossip and news. I like your interactions amongst each other, but I'm really just dropping another review to comment on your Game of Thrones analysis. I think Elizabeth Warren would be closest to Daenerys.
Well, that's interesting.
Do you have an email for comment? So quickly, yes. If you want to comment the show, you can email me, Gino Orlandini at Hollywood Life, and I'd be happy to answer your questions or read your questions on the show. But I think that's a good pick, right?
Yeah, but I'd be curious to know her reasons for why Elizabeth Warren. Is it that she's the savior? That she's the true queen? She certainly hasn't got any dragons to drive.
I think because she's like the insurgent leader of the opposition.
I see.
We
That's right. And the thing is, Daenerys was all about freeing slaves and being for the underclass, and that's what Elizabeth Warren is too.
Yeah, and we said Trump was Cersei. So
oh, totally. Same color hair and attitude.
Yeah.
Same deadly family.
Wait, who's that? You know that maester who's like Cersei's new maester who comes up with all the evil inventions?
Oh, yeah.
Like he turned, I feel like that's maybe Steve Bannon too, a little bit.
No, he's the Night King. Like the leader of the Walking Dead.
Maybe
the army of the dead.
Maybe Pence is that maester. I don't know. Anyway, we have a lot.
Oh, Pence. Is he a silver fox?
Kind of.
No.
Emily?
I'm going to vote no on that. I am the expert in silver fox people.
And he's got not an iota of sex appeal.
Yeah, no.
Not one iota. I think he has really weird feelings about sex,
He's the eunuch.
Oh, yeah. I know, but the eunuch is all about the good of the kingdom. And that is not Pence.
Well, enough politics for now. Let's play our game. What are you crushing on? We'll start with at Emily Longaretta. Emily, what are you crushing on this week?
Well, you guys are all going to laugh at me, but it's actually going to be Sylvester Stallone this week.
What?
I mean, any excuse to use him would be.
Well, he is a silver fox.
He is my all time.
No, he wears a black wig.
It's not a wig.
Okay.
So, he dyes his hair, let's be honest. No, he just got cast as a guest role in This Is Us. So he'll be reuniting with Milo Ventimiglia, who he played his dad in Rocky. So I'm so excited that he's going to be playing himself in season two. He's going to be a guest star.
But how does that happen?
Well, Justin Hartley plays an actor, so he's going to be in a movie that he's in.
Oh, is he in like the movie that he got called to Hollywood too?
So I cannot wait for that.
To read for.
Sylvester Stallone on TV in my own living room.
That's going to be fun.
My dream.
Emily, I guarantee you that is a wig that he's wearing. I 100%. You can see it.
I can confirm. I can confirm it is not a wig.
It does not. It doesn't fit. Like in the back, you can see it in the Expendables, like in the back when he's running away. It doesn't like match the whatever.
Well, maybe in the movies. Maybe like when he's. I don't know. I'll have to look
at
it.
He's definitely wearing a wig.
Oh, 2-1. Yes, absolutely.
I was outvoted
it's
on that.
Jet black, and he's like 75 years old. That's a good crush, though.
Looking good.
All right, well, Bonnie_Fuller on Instagram and at Bonnie Fuller on Twitter. Bonnie, what are you crushing on this week?
Well, I just have to crush on Arya because I am a Game of Thrones fanatic. I know we already talked a bit of Game of Thrones, but, you know, she's really come into her own. And I'm so happy she has finally left the House of Black and White and that she's not nothing anymore. Because after being nothing, she is really something. Like, let's figure she's, 16 years old at the most as a character. And she has already made her way back to Westeros. She's already done in the entire family of male Freys, and she's made her way through a really hostile landscape all the way back to Winterfell, and she's just so damn cool. And I loved when she did her sword play, I guess they call it, with Brienne, and proved that even though she had a shorter stick, it didn't matter.
She even like hung out with Ed Sheeran a little bit, which was totally weird.
That was really totally weird. Apparently she crushes on him, but I'll forgive her that. I still think that Arya is such a great character. Yeah. I love to see a strong woman.
Yeah, I'm glad she's back from the house of boring subplots and she's returned to the real show with all kinds of cool killing skills.
I can hardly wait till she reunites with Jon Snow because he loved her so much. Well, they loved each other so much. Brother and sister.
It's frustrating. Everywhere she goes to find her family, they're just not there when she shows up. It's kind of heartbreaking.
I know, but she just got reunited with three of them.
Yeah,
and that was such a great surprise because I think she knew that Sansa was alive, but she didn't know about Jon until very recently, and she didn't know at all about Bran. And imagine thinking your whole family is dead.
She's never liked Sansa, though, and then Bran is saying he's not Bran anymore. He's a three-eyed raven. He's like, don't call me Bran. So it's a little bit, it's a bit of a weird family reunion.
You know what?
Reunion.
It's like everyone. All sisters, when they're teenagers, they fight, but they really love each other, and they definitely love each other.
Well, okay. Quickly, we just got some sad news. You can follow me for my crushes at Gino Orlandini. And right before we started taping, we got the super sad news that Glenn Campbell has died at 81 years old. You know, a great musician and a legend and somebody I feel like we got to pay our respects to a little bit. So let's just quickly go to break with the classic.
Nice.
Rhinestone.
Hey, Gino, thanks for bringing us some Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell. And I just want to also remember, like, he had the most torrid affair with Tanya Tucker. I don't know if either of you is young enough to remember that, but she was like a child prodigy. She's just like this, has this incredible raspy voice. And she was so hot when she was like 16 years old and performing in red leather pants and jacket. Nice. She was amazing. You couldn't take your eyes off her. And it wasn't too much. I think she was of legal age when she had the torrid affair, but that was like a really hot and heavy, almost a scandal, because I think he was married, or had just ended a marriage and he got involved with her and she was so much younger. But it was interesting.
Sounds interesting. Yeah. I like to hear about affairs. I'm always interested in them. As long as it's not have to do with me, it's always fun to hear about.
But, you know, he battled Alzheimer's for quite a while and he was very courageous. So let's just, you know, wish him all our best on his way to heaven.
That's right.
Okay, now speaking of heaven, the Bachelorette finale was pretty damn good.
It was so interesting. I think it was probably the most entertaining finale we've had in a few years.
Yes, definitely. And you were covering it. You were doing our live blog, our Hollywood Life live blog, which did fantastic. And I was at home. I was watching and tweeting and paying close attention to everything. And, you know, I think the whole season was just so strong because Rachel was so articulate and very clear. She wanted to find a husband.
I feel like you and I have this conversation every season that they never have the serious conversations that they need to have. And this time around, we actually saw those conversations happening.
Right. Yeah.
And even Rachel said last night during the fantasy suites, which are always played up as they get to spend the night together. But she said, I asked them about their credit scores, which like those are conversations you have to have. And I think that that showed that she's in a happy relationship now with Brian. And I think that they're hopefully going to live happily ever after.
They sure seem so in love.
But not everyone was very thrilled about it.
I know. I was shocked because after Brian proposed and she accepted and she was ecstatic. They both looked ecstatic.
Yeah.
Like really, really happy and together. Instead of like usually when that happens, you have this explosion of excitement by the fans on Twitter with everyone going, you know, it should have been like Rachel and Brian forever.
Yeah.
Yay, yay, yay. They found a love. And instead it was, oh, she just wanted the ring. She just wanted someone to marry. She should have been with Peter. She really loved him.
Well, I guess the breakup with Peter was more dramatic than anything else in the whole episode. So that became the focus because he did not want to marry her after only knowing her for a few weeks. Understandable, I would say. But I don't know why he would go on the show. That was kind of the back and forth. But she was so heartbroken over him that people had a hard time believing that. Well, if she was that upset, how was she that happy to be
the next day?
The next day, I know, to be engaged to Brian.
Well,
I mean, none of us know. None of us know how she felt. And, you know, she's happy. She's happy. But
they really came to this difficult impasse, though, because they're sitting on this couch together, Rachel and Peter, and they both seem like they're really down for it and really like each other. But just he would not budge on the engagement question.
Absolutely not.
And that was a total deal breaker for him. But then they talked about it long enough and they got emotional enough that he did budge. And he started being like, okay, well, I'll do it. And at that point, she sort of knew where he stood and she wasn't willing to accept it. She didn't want him to do it because she wanted it. She wanted him to want it.
Yeah.
And he had kind of lost her at that point.
Yeah, because it's almost like it was sort of like, well, I really want to be with you and I don't want to lose you. So I'm willing to put the noose over my head. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, but that's how all guys get engaged.
That's not true. Some guys want to get engaged.
Yeah. What is it? The ball and chain. Yeah. It's like he was ready to put the ball and chain on. Okay. I'll put the ball and chain on
but
for
like,
you.
Didn't he know that when he came on The Bachelorette?
Well, exactly. Like, and also he shouldn't have allowed it to go on that long if he realized that he couldn't make that commitment. Like he should have dropped out before Hometowns and let Dean go.
Yeah.
Because he felt the same way at that point, and yet he kept, I think, leading her on.
Yeah.
I thought it was strong of Rachel Lindsay, too, to sort of stick to her guns and be like, you know, this is what I came for. I didn't come here for a boyfriend. And she said in the show, I could have done that at home. I didn't need to come on The Bachelor to find a boyfriend.
Right.
And, you know, if you're not going to make that commitment to me, then why are we even here?
Yeah. And I mean, she had said before she was in a 5-year relationship. She's 32. She was in a 5-year relationship before that never led to a ring. So she was like, I'm not going to make the same mistake again.
Exactly.
So she was smart at doing that.
Like she, so people were criticizing her because they said she just wanted to get married. And so she was willing to say, she was willing to take her runner up and get married to him. But I don't think it was that, because I think she sincerely looked so happy.
Yeah.
I think, listen, it's a reality TV show. I think there's a certain amount of drama that's encouraged.
No more. She just wanted to put a ring on it.
Just kidding. But that was her vibe, right? She was like Beyonce, put a ring on it.
Well, but that's what she wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're 32 and you want to have a family. And she said this morning when she was on Regis and Kelly. Whoops. A few years old. Ryan and Kelly, or Kelly and Ryan.
Ryan. Yep.
Yeah. She said, I want to have 4 kids. Like, you got to get going.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to have quadruplets.
That interview was like amazing. Or was it GMA?
She did a few. There was one via a car because they were stuck in traffic.
Yeah. With Michael
Strahan,
yeah, and they couldn't get to the studio, and all the questions are about Peter, and then Brian just has to sort of like sit there awkwardly as Rachel talks about Peter for like 10 minutes on GMA. It's pretty amazing.
Well, that's always the weird thing also about those After the Final Rose, because she has to sit there and face Peter for the first time after watching that. And then she has to bring out Brian. Like, they all just watched each other making out with each other. I mean, it's very awkward.
And Peter's like backstage. They cut to him. He's like backstage on his knees, cowering, all sad.
He was literally hiding his head. Like, yeah, he was. Poor guy.
I don't say poor guy. The guy's 37 years old and he's still afraid of commitment. Why did he go on the show if he's afraid of commitment?
Absolutely. That's
and he should have, if he really felt this is ridiculous, I can't get engaged, then he should have stepped out sooner rather than allowing her to have any more feelings that would develop or feeling like there was a real choice. But, you know, here's my feeling about all of this. I think what happens on these shows is that they pretty much know early on, like, where their feelings are. Like, they connect with somebody more than they connect with anybody else. They know almost from the get-go. And Brian was the first guy she kissed.
And her first impression rose went to Brian. So.
And we've had bachelors and bachelorettes in here telling us exactly that. That they put on a show for the cameras and they play the game till the end, but they've made up their mind basically on day one.
Yeah, they knew that they were falling in love with each other pretty early on.
Can I make a quick point, a side note, about Brian versus Peter? So Brian is 32 and he has black hair and a black beard.
He was 37. No, sorry.
Brian is 37. He has black hair and a black beard. Peter is only 30. I mean,
he was 37 too.
Peter is 31.
No, he's not. He's older.
Yeah, he's 31.
I think he's.
And he's totally gray everywhere.
Wait, how do you know everywhere?
Chino has done an investigation of Peter's body.
I don't know about his, I don't know about, like, his pubes, but.
Okay, well, we could have said his legs. I feel like, well, Brian probably dyes his hair. Brian looks like the kind of guy who would dye his hair.
You think he dyes his hair silver? Yeah.
No, Brian. He dyes it dark.
Oh, Brian.
Well, he's,
it looks natural, though, because it's like a little bit gray.
Some men don't go gray for a long time.
Yeah, Peter's 31.
So it's really gray early.
Yeah.
Well, that explains why he wasn't so ready, because, you know, 31 is a little bit, it's not young, but it's younger than 37.
Yeah, I'm just saying he looks older than he is. So it isn't surprising to me that the guy who's 37 was like, yep, let's do it. And the guy who's 31 is kind of like, I mean, I'm down to get engaged, but like not after 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That was his only point.
He had said, like, being engaged to me is just like being married. I don't want to do it more than once. So, and I think that's important. I mean, I think that shows that he's a
well, that's what Vanessa nice said to Nick. Yeah. She said, if I'm going to get engaged, it's only because I truly want to get married. It's not like I'm going to get engaged and then back out.
Also, if he gets engaged, that totally kills his chances of being the next bachelor. And you know, when you get down to the top three, you are in the running to be the star of a TV show, that like the America's number one network TV show.
And you get like a ton of free clothes.
So much. I mean, it's a free ride. And how many helicopter rides is he in for if he's the next bachelor?
Free vacations.
Yes.
Well, we're actually hearing in Hollywood Life, we have sources now that are saying that Peter, Dean, and even Eric are front runners to be the next bachelor.
Exactly.
I think Eric pulled ahead last night because he looked incredible.
Oh,
I'm
he
say.
Was so handsome and with not, that beard.
Yeah, I during the season I was like, it wasn't crazy.
I always thought
about
he was
him.
Cute.
He was nice and cute, but I wasn't. Last night he was so well spoken. He had the great beard. I could totally see that. I'm not into Peter becoming the Bachelor.
No, I'm not either. Because again, he's going to pull the same thing. He's not going to he's going to be another Juan Pablo and not be able to make a decision.
Yeah. Just never bring up. Do you know bring up Juan Pablo is 7 years bad luck, right?
Meanwhile, Juan Pablo got married this weekend.
Yeah,
so that's
yesterday
where we're at.
And on the day of the finale.
That's
yeah.
where we're at. If Juan but Pablo can do it, then maybe.
I think Dean should be the next Bachelor. I happened to write a Bonnie Says about that yesterday because I thought they might announce. But I really think, I know he's on Bachelor in Paradise, so that's why they're not announcing yet. Yeah. But if he doesn't, you know, end up with somebody on Bachelor in Paradise, I think it's Dean's turn.
I would love to see that. We saw the whole thing with his dad and got really into that.
And he really
and
wants
really
to get married.
Background. Yeah. I really like it.
Do you guys have more on this? Bachelor
oh,
in Paradise?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's
just a little Bachelor.
Wait, no. Oh, on Bachelor in Paradise or Bachelorette?
Either.
I've got more on Bachelorette. I thought that, I thought it was interesting that they said right away that they want to get married in the new year, like January. Yeah. Like,
that's
not
really
all,
soon.
That's not all the couples do that.
Yeah.
They, a lot of them say, like Nick and Vanessa, first we've got to get to know each other. We're just really concentrating on getting
Caitlin
to know
Sean
each other.
Caitlin and Sean haven't even set a date, and it's
no.
been 2 years.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? What's going
on
with
hurry.
Them?
But I mean, I feel like that's kind of normal in real life. You date for a few years. Oh, some people date for a few years before they get married. So maybe they want, you know, it's, I guess that's different for everyone.
They've been, of course, what you have to remember is while the show was airing, they've been in this like forced separation the whole time and not been able to see each other. So they won't be photographed
together.
Or they
see each other secretly.
Secret
rendezvous. Yeah, it's not so easy. So it's, I don't know. I think that's maybe a reason that people tend to wait because you have to sort of like get reacquainted after the show is done airing.
Have like a real relationship in the beginning again.
Well, they seem pretty certain that they're ready to get married. She said in January, they're thinking of January. So clearly they've talked about it a lot. And then she said that they were asked how many kids they want to have. And they said they definitely want kids. And Brian said 3 and she said 4.
Well, then TikTok because she's 32.
Well, exactly. So. That's why they've got to get married because... you know, it takes time to have babies.
Yeah.
We know that.
Unless
lots
they
of time.
Want, yeah.
No time to waste. You know, you could be at that until you're 40 if you want 4. You
know?
No,
easily.
We actually
baby recovery, another baby recovery.
We spoke to her after Men Tell All, our LA reporter spoke to her, and they said she said that she would also be up for adopting. So that's kind of interesting,
oh, that's
too.
Nice.
So if
yeah.
she does get to the point where it's a little bit too late or she doesn't know, I mean, they could always adopt. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And they can do both.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so they're pretty serious about already starting a family. And he's 37 too. So he's certainly old enough. He's established in his career.
Yeah.
But they aren't sure where they're going to live. And that I think is going to be challenging because he probably has a pretty established practice.
Yeah.
And she also she's with a big law
and
firm.
And she's already back to work.
In Dallas.
Yeah.
He's a chiropractor in Miami, which is like a doctor, but fake.
No, but you still had to get a degree.
Yeah. He's called doctor.
Yeah. His like title.
I've never been big on chiropractors myself.
It's a pseudoscience. So it's good for you.
I don't know. I think it'd be pretty cool to be married to one. I think
why?
Because you'd like never have any issues.
Right. You crack your back all the time.
Yeah.
I know, but I've been to chiropractors and it never worked. Like I always ended up having to go to a real doctor and a physiotherapist.
Oh. A real doctor throwing the blows.
I mean, they crack your back and tell you it's a treatment. Like, it's BS. It's like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, I used to work with a lot of chiropractors in my old life as a paralegal. And the things that they charge people for is outrageous. Ugh. Outrageous.
So the question is going to be like, is she going to move? Because if she does, she's going to have to go back to school or take courses because she's going to have to pass the bar in Florida, in Miami.
She's so intelligent. She'll probably be able to do it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Not a huge,
my dad's an attorney, and he had to do that when he got married to my mom. They moved from, he was an attorney in Alaska, and they moved to Washington State. And it wasn't, he didn't have to go back to school or anything. He just.
Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Your father's a native Alaskan?
No, he's actually from Washington State, but he went up to Alaska to practice law for some reason, and then came back to Washington State to get his,
interesting.
I don't know, to pass the bar, whatever.
Did he meet your mother in Alaska?
Yes, weirdly. Oh. They're both from the Seattle area and weirdly met in Alaska. Then I don't know why I'm going through a whole biography of my parents, but I'm just saying it's more than, you can pass the bar in two states. It's not a huge hurdle. I don't think you have to go back to school.
Right.
You have to study for it again, but.
Well, the other thing that she talked about in an interview is about how she had pressure because she's African American. So there was pressure on her to fall in love and get engaged to an African American. And of course, a number of the contestants were. But she said, I wanted to see who I'd fall in love with. Like, who cares about the color of the skin? Right. I don't think it's your skin color that makes you a person. You have to basically, it's your soul. So she wanted to find her soulmate.
And that showed through the season because it wasn't like all one race went home at one point. It was very much just who she connected with. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's how it seemed to all of us.
I just hope that his mother, Brian's mother, is supportive and doesn't interfere.
Yeah, because we know that she did in his last relationship.
And
that was
the reason he seemed like a mama's boy.
Yeah.
This is like a reverse Get Out situation.
Yeah, that's
like,
so scary.
He's going to go to her family. Like, will they accept him? Like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be, well, her family did ask him, have you ever dated a black girl? And she said no. He said no. So, I mean, it is his first time doing that too. It's probably going to be a different experience for both of them.
Both ways. I mean, everybody has those relatives. you're going to get lots of questions. And it's, you know, it's, even though it's 2017, it's still going to be an issue with the families.
Of course.
Now let's talk about Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. We saw our first look at the first full trailer last night and it was very intense. They showed the actual moment that production got shut down. They showed the cameras cutting away and them calling Corinne out, DeMario out. They showed them in the pool together. It was a little bit, I don't know. They made it a little bit salacious.
They made it a lot salacious. Okay. There was a lot of making out.
Yeah. I mean, and we know there was a whole assault allegations in there. So it is a little bit touchy. I'm surprised they're kind of just going full-fledged with it.
But also looks like Corinne and DeMario are talking about it on air. Like they're both discussing what happened from their points of view.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see. And there's a really lot of hooking up going on.
A lot. Like Raven. Raven looked like she was hooking up.
Yeah. There was many kisses going on. There were some love triangles. We saw Robbie kissing both Raven and Amanda. Which is weird because he is one of Josh's best friends.
And why is Amanda back? I know she wants to find love, but she keeps leaving those little girls.
Yeah, I don't know. She must have a good babysitter.
Yeah, and also, it already didn't work with Chris Soules. Mm-hmm. And was it Chris? No, it was Ben. Ben. Was it Ben? Chris.
She's been on for, this is her third time.
I think
time.
It's Chris.
Yeah.
It was Chris.
And then she was with Josh Murray. And they got engaged.
Right.
And they broke it off.
I know. So, boy.
We'll see.
She's persistent.
Yes, she is. Well, good luck. I hope she finds love.
I hope she finds somebody this time because, I mean, those little girls are going to get confused with all these different guys coming home.
I know, and they don't want to see it play out on TV.
No. However, I am really happy that Carly Waddell isn't just married now, but pregnant because she wanted that so much.
Yes. Evan Bass and her met on Bachelor in Paradise last year.
Right.
And they fell in love and it was adorable and real and they seem very real. We've met them. They're really great and I'm so excited they're going to have a baby. And Jaden Tanner's baby's almost here, so they've always been tweeting to each other that they want their kids to hang out together. That'll be so cute, little bachelor babies.
Yeah. Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise has been pretty successful.
More than The Bachelor. Yeah, which is
at getting to marriages.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But look at Gino. He's
Gino's
looking
so
bored.
Ready to move on. He's
so
over paradise.
Bored.
This is not paradise for Gino. Gino, do you want to talk about a couple that you really like?
Yeah. Moving from an incubator of virus and disease a toxic relationship. Rihanna and Chris Brown are back in the news, and I think for kind of an interesting reason. Chris Brown didn't really do much, but Rihanna has been doing a lot. Have you seen these photos of Rihanna at this parade that
crop
she's at?
Over, yeah.
People are like, hashtag thick Rihanna and like loving
what?
It.
Yeah, she does. She looks.
Hashtag what?
She looks like thick Rihanna. She looks thicker than she usually does best way possible.
Yeah. Well, she looks voluptuous.
People are celebrating her curves.
Yeah.
She looks gorgeous.
Yeah, so But then she has been posting these obviously like really sexy photos.
And I mean, she's in this really sexy bikini that's all studded it's basically and rhinestoning, rhinestoney. And then with a big headdress on. And she does this every year.
Yeah.
Like, this is her thing to go in this parade in the Barbados.
And like, if you're not following Rihanna on Instagram and you like, what are you doing with your life? Just go look at these photos. But of course, Chris Brown couldn't resist.
Apparently he's following her.
He fell right into Rihanna's thirst trap. and left a little side eye emoji in the comments. And that sort of started this big internet backlash, like Chris Brown, leave Rihanna alone. What do you guys make of this?
Well, I'm surprised because her fans know that she and Chris are still in touch. They've never been out of touch. And that they have a decent relationship now. And I think that, you know, it speaks to how far each of them has grown as people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little more on the fans hating it side, I would say, because the eye emoji in a way is a very flirtatious thing. I feel like that's what I would do that to someone. Like if one of my girlfriends posts a really like cute picture, I post it like she's looking amazing. So I don't know. It is very flirty. It's a little bit too much for me. If they're talking again, I mean, her choice. I know, but do it privately.
I know, but our sources have been telling us along that they've always been in touch.
He can't let go.
Yeah, and that he still considers her the love of his life. Mm-hmm. He's talked about that.
Yeah.
He said in interviews, I blew it. It was all my fault. It was, you know, I can never forgive myself for what I did. But he says he loves her in interviews, that he'll never stop loving her. And we've heard that she kind of feels the same way, that mm-hmm. he was the love of her life, though she won't get back together with him.
Right.
For good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Gina, what do you think? You're making some faces.
I'm kind of just fine with it. I think he left an emoji, like, let's stop having a panic attack on the internet about everything. It's a freaking side eye emoji. He didn't take a Concorde over to her house and like
fly down to the Barbados and join the parade.
Stalk her through the LA streets all night like he does to Karrueche Tran. I mean, Chris Brown has done. As far as like Chris Brown's sins, particularly in their direction of Rihanna, I'm like, I think I can deal with this one.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
This is okay. And like, didn't we all want to leave that emoji on these photos?
Well, certainly you did.
I would have left that emoji.
Love thick Rihanna. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. In the meantime, amazing. You know, where's Hassan, her new love?
Yeah. He's MIA.
I know. We heard she didn't want to invite him because she just really wanted to relax. She didn't want to have to worry about entertaining him.
Yeah. She's with her girlfriends, too.
Yeah. And her family. And she just wanted to have a fun time and not worry about introducing somebody to the family and everything. But that also tells me that it's not that serious with Hassan.
Yeah.
Because if you're madly in love, you want to bring your object of desire.
Yeah, to hang out with your family, to hang out where you're from. Like,
exactly. So it can't be very serious.
Yeah.
She's having a good summer, too. I feel like Wild Thoughts is one of the songs of the summer.
Yeah,
it's up there with Despacito and I don't know, like what else is like hot this summer?
Like Demi Lovato, that Demi Lovato song.
Unforgettable. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
French Montana. I feel like it's like in the top five. So she's like been doing huge
things. Valerian just came out and she was at every premiere looking incredible with Cara Delevingne. They were like, movie did great.
And what has Chris Brown really done that's like, that percolates up to the mainstream anymore? No. Like nothing.
Yeah. He did have that fabulous performance at the BET Awards. People thought it was the best performance
That's like kind of the thing is like he's kind of been relegated to a niche audience performer while she's mainstream.
It's true. So. He is more niche, but he has a very, very loyal fan base.
True. You know what? Someone else. I say we should probably move on because this whole story is literally about one emoji. sad news this week, though. One of Hollywood's iconic funny couples, Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, are done.
I know. So sad.
This one hurt, I would say. This is a tough one to hear. They've been together for 8 years. They have a son, a four-year-old. And they announced it. They just took to their both of them posted on Instagram and Facebook and said that they were officially separating.
We are sad to announce we are legally separating. We tried hard for a long time and we're really disappointed. Our son has two parents who love him very much. And for his sake, we want to keep this situation as private as possible. We still love each other and we'll always cherish our time together. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt What I like about this is a lot of people for a while, like the hot thing was to use the notes app to release your like shocking public statements. This one was
not
like,
hers.
This one was written in a text message.
An iMessage. Like, who did she send it to?
And then screenshotted and then put up on their social media platforms.
Like, did he text that to her?
Is this like a group text with both of them to each other? I don't understand. Like,
so who, like to her parents?
To their, their lawyers. Maybe they told everyone at the same time. Like, they're just saving time.
That is so funny. I mean, but
their little son is so cute. I'm just looking at a picture of him on Instagram. I don't think he's 4. I think he looks about 2.
No, he's 4. I checked. Really? Yeah.
He's a little guy. He looks just like Anna, his little face.
Oh, yeah.
So cute. Yeah, I'm really sad too because, you know, marriage is really important and having a family is really important. And what we're hearing through our sources at Hollywood Life is that, you know, Chris is just loving his career. I mean, mm-hmm. he's doing incredibly well.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, the second one was just out and, of course, did fabulous.
Yeah.
And, you know, he spent a lot of time not being a huge star.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he just doesn't want to turn down any opportunity that's a great opportunity. And that means being away from home for long periods of time. And Anna's just not down with that. Not that I blame her.
A lot of people, when this first broke, were referencing this GQ interview that he did, I think in 2014, where he talked about being married to Anna when she was much more famous than him. And like he would be at parties and people would be like hitting on her right in front of him. He'd be like, basically the guy holding her purse and coat and everything. And he felt super invisible. And then all of a sudden, the tables really turned.
Literally switched.
Yeah. And then we got all this reporting immediately after this news broke that basically it's because he's become a huge deal and there's like this giant power imbalance in the relationship. And not just a power imbalance that has flipped, which has to be hard for Anna.
Yeah. I mean, she has a really popular podcast, but that's like her thing and she loves that. And she's, you know, she's always been really supportive of Chris, but it has to be tough when you were the A-lister and now your husband is and you're kind of in the background.
And also it's like a weird thing. I mean, this is also like a classic Hollywood thing. Anna's 40, I think. Is he 38?
Uh-huh.
I think. And so like she's basically at the end of her career as far as getting cast in movies.
Right, getting cast is sort of that blonde. She was always getting those sort of funny,
cutesy, young, like sorority girl. And now she can't get those roles anymore. Meanwhile, Chris, who's almost as old as she is just stepping into his prime where he's going to get cast for everything.
Right.
So it's like exactly the opposite, you know.
Right. And but here's the other thing. She wants more kids. And you just said she's 40, which means if she wants another kid to have another baby, it's got to be really soon. And he is not ready for that. He wants to wait or he doesn't want to have any others.
I mean, he is so, so busy right now, like you said, with Guardians. And then he's joining. I mean, now he's part of Avengers and part of all of that. He's going to all these conventions and promoting. I mean, that's a huge franchise that they travel around the whole country and around the whole world. So it's like for not to be home, even if she did get pregnant, he wouldn't be there. That's not okay. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm sure that caused a lot of tension.
I can't really blame like Chris. Chris is actually from a very similar place to where I'm from. It's very close to my hometown. And, you know, he went to a regular public school. You know, in the Pacific Northwest, in the middle of nowhere. He had no showbiz connections, just like any old person. I know lots of people who went to high school with him and they would have never known. But he strived for this and to become this big movie star, and he hit that lotto. It's a more than one in a million, you know what I mean? And so I'm sure he didn't move to Hollywood to get married and be a family man. Like, he moved there to become
a
big movie star. And now
I know, but the bottom line is he did fall in love. He did get married.
Mm-hmm.
They did have a family. They did have lots in common. And I think that's really hard to give up. And I don't think it's worth giving up for your career. And I agree that your career is really important. And I'm very passionate about my career, but I still wouldn't give up my family. There has to be a way to make some compromise.
Yeah.
If you love each other, there has to be a way to make compromise. And you love your family.
Clearly one of them would not make compromise. We don't know. There has to be a life work balance there. And clearly that wasn't happening.
People make it work if they want to. And also it's just like, this happens when people become huge, huge stars. And like a lot, usually it happens early in your career, right? It doesn't take until you're almost 40 to like break out big. Like Chris Pratt was like, what, 36 or 37? But when he really broke big with the first Guardians movie, and he's been so hot since.
Yeah.
And like, he probably wants to enjoy the fruits of his labors, to go to Hollywood parties. And he's got women all of a sudden who were thinking of him as this invisible he's, guy who was like the schlubby, chubby guy on funny like Parks
and Rec. I remember that. Yeah, he was
suddenly
sort of,
he's like hot Chris Pratt movie star, and he might want to be like, I don't know, I want to enjoy.
Well, that sounds like what you would want to do, Gino.
I'm just telling you.
But you know,
how
it's not
think.
Just because you're hot and you're a big star doesn't mean you want to go shtup every woman who comes along.
Yeah, oh yeah, it does.
I guess.
Like I said, that's what you would want to do.
I guess if you go from being kind of, like you said, being invisible to being noticed everywhere, being on the cover of Men's Health, being shirtless, being all this stuff, and people are throwing themselves at you.
I know, but think about Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman had a very similar situation. When he met his wife, she was a huge star in Australia, really well known, and he wasn't. And things flipped, and they moved to America because his career took off so much. And of course, his wife is not known here at all. And yet he didn't let that destroy his marriage. And he's talked about that.
But
and
Hugh Jackman was always Hugh Jackman, if you know what I mean. Hugh Jackman looked like Hugh Jackman when he was 17. He didn't.
He was a hunk always.
Yes, he was always hot, you know.
Well, then he was a hunk who married a woman who was a little bit older. And who was a star.
Absolutely.
And I mean, she's attractive, but she's not a beauty. And he
I always think it's his mom.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I think people think that because they don't look, but they are so in love. Like, I know, I'm sure you've seen them on carpets together. They're always like connected at the hip.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
They're very connected.
You're just used to seeing the A-list, you know, movie star with some young starlet, right? Like the Bill Maher and with whoever he's with at the latest red carpet, you know, some like 20-year-old stripper.
I mean, I'm available, Bill Maher.
Oh, please.
I was flipping through this gallery of all Bill Maher's girlfriends, and it's just a succession of like
just like between 20 and
talk about a Peter Pan. I know, but you know, Anna Faris is beautiful and she's successful and she still gets roles. They may not be all blockbusters like his, but she gets roles. It's not like she's not a working actress.
But ultimately, end of the day, if they wanted to make it work, like Gino said, if they really were in love and wanted to, you know, none of the other stuff would matter. They would find a way to make it work. Clearly, that's
one of them wasn't committed enough. Yeah. Or maybe they both weren't committed enough.
Well, hopefully it stays cordial for their son.
But anyway, it's sad because a family is split apart.
Yeah.
He may regret it later.
No.
She may. She may.
Yeah. That's true. We really don't know.
You know. We don't know. She could have said, you know,
I'm done.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Who would we match up Chris Pratt and Anna Faris with, who's single in Hollywood?
Oh.
If you name anyone.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think she should marry a comedian. She should be with another comedian because
she's
funny.
She's so funny.
And there's so many. But, you know, a lot of them are supposed to be very depressive.
Yeah, and they're weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dane Cook's available, I think, still.
Oh, he's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of relevant, though.
He's kind of like in the right age range. I'm sure he has a podcast, too. He's at that point in his career.
She's a really good podcast,
guys. Get a podcast.
Well, and Chris Pratt, apparently it's not about J-Law. Like, they're friends.
And that's what rumors people are saying because Passengers.
Right. But they're just friends, and she's dating Darren Aronofsky.
Aronofsky?
Yes.
Yeah.
His movie's coming out with her in it. Coming out soon.
Sure, that'll be great.
The trailer looks real creepy and weird. No interest.
Well, I'm sure he'll be dating some tall model soon.
I can't wait.
Model/actress.
Chris, there are a lot of Instagram models available.
Yeah, there sure are.
Just go follow who Justin Bieber is following.
You know what? I just want to say one more thing before you drown us out, Gino. Is that, you know, I really, now I know why Justin Bieber must have decided that I know he was exhausted, and I don't blame him for being exhausted after touring for like a year and a half. But basically, he does have the song of the summer. Like, Despacito, I think, is the song of the summer. And so if you've got the song of the summer, like, say no more.
That's an
achievement. Take a break.
I'm down.
Okay, and with that, we'll take a break until next week. But you should tune in for our interview with country music star Lindsay L that we will be posting on Friday when her new album comes out. And then, of course, come to Hollywood Life and read all of our latest scoop.